knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. We will not talk about hard points.
Hey, Dino.
Oh. Some people call him Dean. Some people call him the gangster of love, Wendy. And he gets mad
I wish
they would stop.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Space Cowboy. Some people call you Maurice.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Right back at you, sweetheart.
Thank you, cuddle bug.
Why are you on the phone? Where are you at the airport again? Do you just do your...
I live at the airport now.
Like that Tom Hanks movie.
I'm like that Tom Hanks movie.
Right.
I don't remember what it was called. But, I've learned that I can exist on Garrett's popcorn and Red Twizzlers.
Oh, that's a solid diet.
Yeah, I think I feel good. It feels good.
Sure.
As much sugar as you can get in the diet, I'm pretty sure is what they say is what you're supposed to do.
Dean, I hope you're not tired of telling this story, because it certainly bears repeating. You have a very special coming up on Sunday, the Bozo special, and then the timing on this is so warped, but please explain what you received at WGN television this week.
Well, you know, this was so weird. The Bozo show was on, Bozo Circus was on for 40 years, from 1961 to 2001. People, you know, one of the most popular features of the show was the grand prize game, the bucket. Game where two kids from the audience, one boy and one girl, chosen by the tips and tips only of the Magic Arrows, would be chosen from the crowd to play the game. But then they would go to what they called the Bozo Drum, where people would send in entries to be an at-home player, and they would win the same prizes as whatever the studio winners won. That's what the at-home player would also win. And we, you know, over the years received hundreds of thousands of cards.
Yeah.
The show went off the air in 2001. Last Wednesday, we received a postcard that was postmarked 1977.
Wow.
It somehow gotten lost in the mail somehow, and it was delivered with just, you know, the regular mail at WGN. And our mailroom guy, Baxter, took the card, and he goes, "What do I do with this?" He didn't even know what it was. And then we're like, "Oh, my God, that's so weird that a card would suddenly show up." Where
40 years later, Dean.
For 40 years.
40 years.
Right. And it was, the name on the card was, it looked like it was Sinal Dige from Waukegan.
Yeah.
A 7-year-old girl. And we set out to see if we could find little Sinal. And we, you know, thanks to the internet now and social media and, you know, lots of things, I put on my Columbo hat.
Uh-huh.
And we found Sinal. Her name is actually Sinali. Sinali DJ. She lives in Miami now. She and her family, you know, lived in the Chicago area. They watched Bozo every day. And her mom sent this postcard, and she remembers sending the postcard in, because they loved Bozo and they watched Bozo every day. They wanted to play the grand prize game. They wanted to come on the show. So we found Sinali, and we had her on the TV morning show today. You can see the conversation. It's delightful on WGNTV.com. And we invited her to come to the station whenever she wants, and she can play the grand prize game.
Oh, wow.
I told her I was going to send her the 9 cents for the 9 cent stamp that was on the postcard.
Can I just say, why doesn't the post office send it with, like, in another envelope with a note saying something like, "I know this is weird,
right,
but this just turned up,
right,
we're sending
yeah.
it.
Right.
It just arrived like it was mailed the other day."
Just like in regular mail.
That's
it
so
it was a postcard, a picture postcard from the Miller Brewing Company. I guess, you know, when you go to the Miller Brewing Company tour in Milwaukee, you either get or you can buy postcards. That's what it was. And Sinali even said today that she seems to remember that their family went to Milwaukee for a vacation and went to the Miller Brewing Company for a tour and must have gotten these postcards. Because it was so funny to get a postcard from a 7-year-old, a Miller Brewing Company postcard.
Dean, you know what it reminds me of? Do you remember a long, long time ago, there was a made-for-TV movie or two. The title of one was Letters from Three Lovers, where this exact thing happened, where people sent letters, very important letters, about the course of their love life. They got lost in the mail, and then, of course, the main characters married other people. They thought, wow, that guy doesn't love me. I'll just marry somebody else. And then the letters delivered years later.
You know, before we found Sonali, you know, we were joking in the office. It's like, you know, what if this person, you know, went into a deep state of depression in her life because her bozo wish was never fulfilled? You know, of being able to be an at-home player on the grand prize game.
Yep.
But it turns out she's a very lovely person. The way that I found her was by tracking down her husband's place of work. So I was able to, or who I thought might be her husband, it turned out it was, place of work. He thought this whole thing was hilarious.
Yeah.
And contacted his wife, who we connected and spoke yesterday. She said, all I did when I heard about this, and her social media blew up, but from everyone saying, Dean's trying to find you.
Yeah.
She was just laughing so much, like, this is the most hilarious, weird thing that could possibly be. So all of that said, the weird coincidence that Bill is talking about is that we do have a 2-hour Bozo primetime special Sunday night. It's called Bozo Circus, the 1960s. It's 2 hours of digitally remastered, unedited video of the first decade of the Bozo Show with all the original people who were, you know, made the show as legendary as it is. You know, a couple of people on social media is like, oh, you planned this whole postcard thing as a publicity stunt. Believe me, we're not that smart. I wish we had thought, you know, to be that clever, but
and
it was,
Dean,
just a weird, weird coincidence.
As an added bonus, this is the part I can't wait for. You interview the family members of some of the original cast of Bozo Circus, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, on Sunday. It's not going to be on the TV special, but Sunday morning on my WGN Sunday morning radio show, we're going to talk with Jeff Bell and Joan Roy, who are the son and daughter of Bob Bell, the original Bozo. We're going to talk with Doug Sandberg, who is the son of Don Sandberg, Sandy the Tramp, Sandy the Clown on the show, and the original producer of the Bozo Show.
Was Sandy the Clown?
Both.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, he was. He invented the grand prize game. He invented the bucket game. Yeah.
Wow.
We have a call in to Ray Rayner's daughter. We haven't heard back from her yet. We tried to get a hold of the kids from Ringmaster Ned Locke and Bob Trendler from the band, and they have some previous commitments that are not going to be able to join us. But we are going to talk to several of the kids of what it was like. You know, for any of us who grew up watching the show, you might think that it was the coolest thing ever having Bozo as your dad.
It would have to be
Ray Rayner, Oliver O'Oliver, or, you know, Sandy, or any of the people on that show would be the coolest thing ever. We'll find out if that's the case or not. Or, you know, was it just sort of, I know in Bob Bell's case, they'll tell us more, that he liked to keep his life just sort of normal. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they knew their dad was Bozo, but it was not a big deal. You know, it was just sort of a dad in the 60s raising his kids.
This is Bob Bell's son, Taco.
Oh, this would be Bob Bell's son,
Liberty.
Taco. I just got that. Sorry, I'm full of airplane fumes right now.
Really, if Bozo was your dad, you'd be like, oh, it's just my clown.
Right.
You know, it's like no big deal.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow. Yeah, just going to the mall with your giant, you know, to get a new pair of giant shoes.
Right.
That's easy. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then Dean will tell us about what movies are coming out this weekend. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.
Dean Richards, we're chatting with him while he's at the airport. Hi, Dean, on Valentine's Day.
I'm going to be talking to Tyler Perry about the final Madea movie.
Bite your tongue.
I'm going to see it tonight and interview him tomorrow. I could bite my tongue, but it won't be as interesting of a chat we have.
All right, don't bite your tongue.
And don't start your Kevin Hart style love on Medea, a gun-toting granny.
Yes. The last one, Dean.
I know. It's a sad moment in cinematic history. I'm pretty sure they're going to do a full segment on it at the Oscars.
Yep.
I saw the previews for that yesterday, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Does it do well?
They do very well. They make a tremendous amount of money. They make a tremendous amount of money. My interest in this is, it's a pretty beloved figure on TV for a lot of people, in movies for a lot of people. But, you know, the Medea character really sort of started in Chicago at the Regal Theater on 79th Street. So there are some deep Chicago roots with this character that I'll talk with Tyler Perry about, and we'll share that in the next couple of weeks.
Dean, what about a reboot with Terrence Howard?
That would be interesting.
I don't know who that is.
He's an actor, very good actor. He'd be great.
Yeah.
I would like to see that. I just suggest that as an idea.
I'll bring it up. I'll tell him that, talking with Bill, he brought up possible reunion. By the way, during the break, I got a text from Sonali, the 1977 Bozo postcard girl.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Lady. She's going to be joining me on the Sunday morning radio show.
Excellent.
Oh, great.
Yeah, to talk about the whole thing. We wanted to confirm the time before we said anything, but she's definitely going to be on. So
that's excellent. Dean, I'm looking at the list.
If you think me hammering about this Bozo special is over, we're
not.
Just starting.
Just the beginning. Only the beginning.
Great.
I'm looking at the movies that come out this weekend, and I only see one romantic movie. That's strange for Valentine's Day weekend, huh?
You don't think Happy Death Day to you sounds like a
no, I guess,
Valentine's Day?
There's
choice.
Two. I guess there's two.
There's a romantic element to it, I guess. The one new quasi romantic movie is called Isn't It Romantic, with Rebel Wilson, with Liam Hemsworth, with Chiopra, the one that just married Nick Jonas.
Oh yeah.
What am I thinking?
Chiopra Jonas.
Chiopra Jonas, right. as she's now known on her checks.
Right.
Adam Devine from Modern Family and so many other, Pitch Perfect and so many others. Anyway, it's a story. Rebel Wilson is the main character, who is one of these anti-Valentine's Day people. She hates anything like sappy and romantic.
Yeah.
Until she bumps her head, and suddenly her life becomes just like a typical romantic comedy. So the movie sort of spoofs romantic comedy, only the spoofing really isn't that funny. I think it's really just a so-so movie. There's nothing that funny about it. There's really nothing that romantic about it. Yeah. I was disappointed. I gave it a D+C. This Happy Death Day to You is a follow-up to the movie from a couple of years ago, Happy Death Day, which is one of these horror movies that's sort of doesn't take itself seriously. It's kind of a comedy. It's kind of a horror movie. That's what this one is. But, man, I mean, the first one wasn't that great, and this one really has very little to offer. It's a person who dies and is stuck in a cycle of death and has to keep reliving their death over and over. It's like a deadly form of Groundhog's Day. Hugely disappointing. Really, it was terrible. I could not wait for this movie to end. Dean's List D- on that one. The more interesting movie of the week, not especially my cup of tea, but I really appreciate how well it was done. It's called Alita Battle Angel, and it is from Oscar winner James Cameron, who gave us Avatar and Titanic, and also he produces it, and Robert Rodriguez, who gave us Sin City and Desperado and so many other great films. He directs this. And it's a story, a futuristic story, about a cyborg who thinks that it is a real person, discovers that it's not, and learns about its power and its past. I think that's the sort of this storyline is sort of the failing of this movie, because it's kind of routine. There's really nothing especially exciting about the story, the plot line, but it's really well done. It's very stylish at times. It's very thoughtful, but it's one of these style over substance movies where the effects are great and how they animate the cyborgs and, you know, all those kinds of things are Really beautifully well done, as you might expect from James Cameron and Robert Rodriguez. So I give that a Dean's List B minus. That's my favorite of the three for the weekend.
Dean,
I'm still saying we have just like two weekends now until the Academy Awards.
Yeah,
wow.
Try to catch up on some of these great Academy Awards.
Good
nominees.
Idea, Dean. In the last movie you talked about, Alita: Death Angel. I've only seen the previews. You can't tell if it's live action or some sort of computer generated animation or something in the middle. Is that the most accurate way to describe it?
A little of both. Yeah, it's Alita: Battle Angel. But the it's that motion capture that they do, where they take a real person with these computer sensors that are all over their body and all over their costume.
Yeah,
and they're able to animate the person to make it look to take the person and make the person look as though they were animated, and to be able to change their form and other functions. So it does look somewhat animated, but it's a real person under all that.
Excellent.
That looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks great. Dean, thanks so much. We'll be listening Sunday and then watching the Bozo special Sunday night. Can't wait.
Sunday night at 7. Thanks, guys.
Very nice.
Thanks, Dean.
That's our friend Dean Richards. All right, we'll take a break, and then Wendy and I are headed toward the stream, or you can certainly stick around and listen to Steve and the Wintrust Business Lunch.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Ryan Burrow from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.